Peya, the case of Rav Dosa and Rav Yehuda, which is the Anim case. We always reference as what? Being Hefker, dash Anim, right? Because the case is the sheaves, Lekin case. Okay? What is Rav Yochanan's opinion personally? The Amora. Rav Yochanan, the great, the Halakha Amora of Yochanan. What is Rav Yochanan's personal shita? That you need shalom and what else?
Birshuso.
What is his raya? What is the which tana, which rice or mishnah does he hang his hat on?
Ganav.
Excellent. The mishnah in the beginning of Meruba. You need shalom birshuso. Excellent. Very good, Zeb. Okay. According to Rav Yochanan, would he agree with any of those two tanoim? Rav Dosa or Rav Yehuda? What did Rav Dosa say? Rav Dosa was the one that said what? Laktu. What does Laktu connote? Shalom and not Rishuso. Grat. So obviously Rav Yochanan cannot hold like Rav Dosa. What does Rav Yehuda say?
It's Machokas.
What does Rav Yehuda say? What we have? Mislake. Tell me what he says. Mislake. Which means what? No, what does Mislake mean?
Breira.
It does, it fulfills Shalom Rishuso, but it requires what? Yesh Breira. What does Rav Yochanan hold on the topic of Breira?
Aim Breira.
Aim Breira. How do you know, Xavi?
Oh, I forgot.
How do you know Rav Yochanan personally himself holds Aim Breira? We gotta know the Sigi Chlor. How does Rav Yochanan himself personally know? Achim Shechoku. When the brothers inherit, they're like what? Buyers. So by the fact you come out, gotta come out and say the buyers, you're not holding braver. If you had braver, you wouldn't need to come say, come out and say the Lugugles. So you see the Rav Yochanan holds Abraham, so he cannot hold like who? Cannot hold like Rav Yehuda Mislake. So who does he hold like? He must hold like that there are other Tanoim in the world of Halacha that argue on that Toseftin Peyim. And we'll say that what you need Shiloh, and you also need what? You also need Bershuso, and in order to do that, you will hold what? Lakdu's wrong, because Lakdu's assuming all you need Shiloh, you don't need Bershuso, right? And Mislakit is assuming he's braver, but he holds aim braver. So he'll have to argue on all of those. But Rabbi Yochanan's an Amora. Well, he'll say, I have Tanoim that I hang my hat on, namely the Mishnah Baba Kam, that says Shiloh Bershuso. They will argue on those what? On those Tanoim. So that's a very important point. It's the first point I wanted to mention. I thought it was a very, very tremendous point that Ahari and Daniel pointed out. But that's what emerges. It's also a very good way, a summary of Chazrim to Sugya. Okay? We have to know the Sugya Chlor. So that's number one point I wanted to mention. Second point I wanted to mention in the previous Sugya is as follows. Now, you got that? Okay. Second one is as follows, which we touched upon on Thursday. We had said that according to the first Mahalach, we had a steer in the Rambam. What was the first Mahalach? Can someone refresh my memory what the first Mahalach was in the steer of the Rambam? The Rambam on one hand passes like Rabbi Yochanan and Shalom Rishuso. On the other hand, he passes like the Tzun and Hilchos Maaseh Sheni was Perek Tesel of Zayin, right? So what do we say? The distinction was given, the Meiri said, along with the Kesef Mishnah and the Ramban, there's a difference between Chilul and Hektish, correct? Chilul is whose topic? The Tznuin. And that doesn't need Bershuso. Why? Because the Torah, if you hold Laman Gavoa, which is the way Rambam holds, like Rav Meir, even though it's not yours, the Torah puts it in your domain to what? To do Chilul. So it's a virtual, automatic Bershuso, all the time. So therefore you could say, when it comes to Chilul, it's automatically Bershuso, even though it's not. So Eina Bershuso is like Bershuso. Whereas by Hektish, which is Rabbi Yochanan's topic, you need what? What do you need?
Actual Bershuso.
You need actual Bershuso. Excellent. Okay, so we said that. What's the Kenach in the Gemara? Kesef Mishnah had it on a very interesting Kiddush. That even though Rava was a Havamina, it really turns into a Maskana because Rabbi Yochanan is going to agree to Rava. The whole blot, we equated Hektish and Chilul, and then we get to the bottom of Samach Desim Beis, the Gemara makes an about face and says, no, Hektish and Chilul are completely different. And Rabbi Yochanan is going to agree to Rava's Svara, which is not in the Gemara, it's not the Feirish, but that's how you'll have to read the Gemara, which is a very big Kiddush. Okay? But that's what we said, correct? I just want to reiterate, and this is what Eitan and Avi were asking, what was Rabbi Yochanan's statement that the Tznuah and Rav Dosa hold the same thing, if you hold the first Mahalach? What does that mean? That Rabbi Dosa and the Tznuah hold the same thing. What does that mean? That means the Tznuah hold what? What did the Tznuah hold?
Only in the case of
Chumah. All you need is Shiloh. You don't need Bershuso, but anything that's ain't a Bershuso is automatically Bershuso because that's the nature of Chilul, right? What does Rav Dosa say? What was Rav Dosa's topic? The Anin, right? The case of the Payah, right? Which we mentioned earlier in Shir. What does he hold? What does Rav Dosa hold? Lefidah Maskana. We said, what does Rav Dosa hold? He says, Loktu. You need Shiloh. You don't need what? You don't need Bershuso. So Rav Yochanan will say that Tznuah, you follow me, hold Shiloh, and automatically everything is Bershuso. And Rav Dosa also holds Shiloh what? Shiloh and everything is what? You don't need Bershuso. You don't need Bershuso. They're saying the same thing. But what does Rav Yochanan personally hold himself? What does Rav Yochanan personally hold himself? According to this Mahalach, the first Mahalach, not this Mahalach, according to most Mahalachim, Rabbi Yochanan holds Shiloh and Bershuso, but according to this Mahalach, we said that are what? What did we say? This is what I want you to get. That Rabbi Yochanan was masking to Rava. Well, what did Rava say? That in Chilul, everything's always considered to be Bershuso, no matter what, no matter what it is. But by what? This is where I want you to get the splice. He himself will say, I agree with you, Rava and Tznuah, that by Chilul everything is what? Is deemed as being what? Bershuso. But by Peah, by Hefker Rav Dosa's topic, I personally will disagree with Rav Dosa. Because you need Shiloh and Bershuso, because Hefker's not Chilul, right? Hefker's not Chilul. So Rav Yochanan himself will personally disagree with who? Rav Dosa. But Rav Dosa himself holds Shiloh and you don't need Bershuso. So therefore the Tznuah and Rav Dosa are saying the same thing. But the splice is, I want you to get this down. According to the first mile, this I read the Gemara. The splice is that Rav Yochanan will say, yes, I splice it and I personally agree with what? The Tznuah, because the topic is fuel. All you need is Shiloh. And everything's deemed as being Bershuso, no matter what. Whereas by Peah, by Hefker, Rav Dosa will say, Shiloh, Belotzer, Bershuso. I myself don't agree with that. You understand what I'm saying? That's what emerges from this Mahalach, from the first Mahalach in the Ram. I want you to get that. Yes, Ebi, go ahead.
According to the Maskana, it seems that the Tznuah seem to hold that you need Bershuso, just they only said the case by a case of Mecholel.
By Chilul.
So it seems to agree with Rav Yochanan. Why is this the Stam Mishnah problem with Rav Yochanan then? Because in the case of Tznuah by himself, not even linked to Rav Dosa, they seem to say the same thing as Rav Yochanan. You can't deduce that they hold that you don't need Bershuso from Mecholel.
Well, the only thing is we just have no evidence of what they'll hold in other areas.
So therefore, it shouldn't be a question. I mean,
but the implication would be perhaps, right? What's the upshot of Rabbi Yochanan? This is what I would have thought if you didn't say that they say the same thing, right? Now that they say the same thing, we're saying that would be the maskana.
But by saying they say the same thing, Rabbi Yochanan is shooting himself in the leg. He would have had a beautiful source, or
well,
at least something.
You just don't, it's a good point we're saying. You just don't know what the Tznuah hold outside the area of Chilul. That's all. We know they hold in the area of Chilul that Shiloh, Belotzer, and Bershuso, because everything's Bershuso. So that Rabbi Yochanan is saying, I'm willing to agree with in that area alone. Outside of that, I stick to my gun Shiloh Bershuso. Happens in Rav Dosa holds by Hefker, all you need is what? Shiloh Belotzer Bershuso. So you, in that, personally, Rav Yochanan will not agree with. See, that's my point. That's why I want to call this like a splice. If you hold like that first Mahalach in the Rambam. Okay? Even though we said it was difficult because we had the stifles kasha, because anything, if you look at the Rambam, he's talking about during Shemitah year, which is Hefker, so there's no concept of anything Shiloh Bershuso anyway. But that's what I wanted to bring out. That was the second point I wanted to bring out, just in the shot. Please get that. Yeah, go ahead, Chaim.
But that's not the maskana of the Gemara. The Gemara goes through, the flow of the Gemara is that we reject the idea that the Tznuah are holding like Rebbe Meir, and that Chilul is any different than anything else.
Well, the way you're going to have to read the Gemara is not that way. Is that this is why I would have said if he didn't say that. But once he says that, once Rabbi Yochanan says that, this is what they're all trying to say. If I would have said that what Rabbi Yochanan didn't say that, then I would have made this distinction, right? Now that Rabbi Yochanan put the two together, then we are showing that what? That Rabbi Yochanan is what? Is really against something. What is he against? He's really not against the Tznuin. What is he against? He's against Rabbi Dosa. That's the way we're reading the Gemara. The simplest reading of the Gemara is that it was not for Rabbi Yochanan saying Tznuin Rabbi Dosa. I would say I could work out the following. But now that Rabbi Yochanan said that, Lamaisa, then you can't say what we're saying. So what is the Maskana? So I'm saying the Maskana is, after it's all said and done, is Rabbi Yochanan himself cannot hold like Rabbi Dosa, but he could hold like the Tznuin.
No, but the Maskana of the Gemara is that the Tznuin are not holding like Rabbi Meir. The Tznuin aren't holding like...
Well, we had two ways to read the Gemara. Okay,
but the Tznuin are holding like Rabbi Dosa. Right? That's the Maskana of the Gemara. The Tznuin are holding like Rabbi Dosa. So there is no split.
No, so we're saying that way you have to read the Gemara is not that way. That's what Gemara just... It's not really a Hava meaning. The Gemara is remaining with Fida Maskana as well. That's what we're saying. Because Chil is different. That's why I said it's not in the Gemara with Favorish. But the Gemara is really saying that their Taki is such a distinction. I would grant... I mean, you're right. The Gemara doesn't say that. It's very difficult. It seems like it's a Hava meaning that's slugged up. I would agree with you. But that's how somehow you're going to have to interpolate the Gemara that Rava is masking to Rabbi Yochanan. That's the Chiddush that we want to bring out. I mean, it is a very... You're right. It's very, very unique way to read the Gemara. I'll read you the Lashon of the Dvar Yaakov. The Dvar Yaakov writes... He says, the Kesef Mishnah, he's quoting the Kesef Mishnah. He says, Kavanasa Shikamri Yochanan Yochal Lisbor HaChiluk. Rabbi Yochanan's also able to hold this Chiluk. Not like the Gemara has explained up till now. The Gemara is now going to break that. Now you're right. I mean, how do you read that in the Maskana? So that's how I'm saying how you read it in the Maskana. When Rabbi Yochanan said that the Tznuin does all the same thing, Rabbi Yochanan could still jive like the Tznuin. He just cannot jive like Rabbi Dosa. Just not the simplest reading of the Gemara. That's all we're suggesting. Okay? Alright, fine. That was the second point I wanted to make from the Sukkah. Okay. Let us now begin the next Sukkah. Okay? Let's see the Gemara. Gemara says like this. Omri Nahardot. Nahardot was the city where Shmuel was the Rav. Nahardot is a group of Amoroyim. Not per se Shmuel, but Omri Nahardot. Lo kasvinim urchasa amitaltali. We do not write an urchasa. What is an urchasa? Rashi defines urchasa harsha. Rashi and Shmuel's and the Chlamet Gimel of Days explains that the word orchestra means like shlita, authority. Harsha means giving up an hour for legal language, power of attorney. Like when we sell chametz on Pesach, we give out a power of attorney to the Balabatim that they give the Rav permission to sell their chametz. Not that I'm buying their chametz. No Rav wants a lot of chametz before Pesach. You're just given a power of attorney that you can sell their chametz. That's what the word orchestra means. Rashi writes this in Shavuos and Chlamet Gimel on the Days. It means shlita, it means authority. Okay. We do not write an urchasa amitaltali on metaltali on movables. Ravashi la amema. Ravashi said to amema, my time, what's the svara why we don't? Amar le mishum derb yechanan. Damr yechanan gezel munishyash u havaylim shneim eni yecholim lahakdish zeh lefishayin shalo. The zeh lefishayin of rishu sorry. Yechanan says, famous thing we learn at Samach Tesavanov, he steals, and Yashar Bala both cannot be Makdish. The original guy, the Minagasim, because it's not his, and the Nignav, the Nigzal, the owner cannot because it's not in his domain. Oh, so what's the Svara here? Svara is, and we're going to see what the scope of this is, Bezrish, and what the Machlekes is, but I'm owed money, okay? Let's go with the Poshit shot. I want you to get this down, okay? Tosfos here in the second Tosfos we're going to see inside in there, and the Ramban in the Milchamas Hashem learned this Gemara limited only to Halvah and also what? Zela. Okay? Meaning that someone stole my money, someone stole from me money, and I want to retrieve the money. Just, I cannot get there. It's too much money maybe for me to travel. I'm too tired. So I want to create a power of attorney for a guy to retrieve the money. So Tosfos Ramban from the Milchamas Hashem in the back. You know why it's called Milchamas Hashem? Because the Rif in Fez Merak was the Gadol Ador, and the Balamor at the age of 18 was a young Gadol, and he started arguing on the Rif, and the Rabban thought it was a chutzpah, that this young Gadol argues on the Rif, so he wrote a sefer to defend the Rif, called Milchamas Hashem. Sometimes they get very strong language. They love each other, but sometimes they get very strong language when they talk in the Torah. So some accepted it's more HaKotan, the Balamor wrote it was 18, some was more HaGadol when he wrote it when he was older. So in the Ramban and also in the Taisus here, which we'll see inside the Netter, this whole Gemara is rock, begezel, o haval. Meaning either someone stole money from me, or I lent someone money, I want to retrieve the money, I can't get there to take him to a Din Torah, so I want to make a power of attorney, someone will represent me. Okay? And therefore, the Chiddush is that you cannot write a Maharsha on the Talmud. Why not? Because how on earth can I give over power of attorney to a guy when the Chetz is not in my domain? That's Reb Yochanan's whole shtickel Torah that we discussed all last week. That you, in order for you to do something with an object, it has to be shiloh and birshuso. You can't be makdish an object something stolen from you. It's not in your domain. So too, how can I give a power of attorney to a guy to retrieve my money that was stolen or I lent to someone when it's not in my domain? That is the chiddush of our Gemara, lefi Taisus, lefi the Rabban. Okay? Pashup shot, I would have said like Taisus and the Rabban. Well, we open up Rashi. We have our Gemara's open right. Let's see Rashi. Josh, go ahead, read a Rashi. From the second Rashi, Shum Derbi Yechanan. Oh, so what does Rashi say? Rashi says what? What does Rashi say? That since it's not Rishus Levilim, I cannot give it over to a Shliach. Therefore, if it gets lost, the Malva can go back and take the what Miyad HaNeman. The Neman is a code word for the Lova here, for the Nifgad. For the Nifgad, and I could get money. Meaning to say the following. Let's say I gave a Pikaron to Jay-Z to watch for me. And I don't have time to go get it, or I don't have the wherewithal. I asked Ari, I give him a power attorney to go collect it for me. The halacha is, Rashi describes, let's say Ari loses it on his way back, the basketball. He loses it on his way to return it to me. Picked it up from Jay-Z, loses it. Who's responsible? Jay-Z. That's what Rashi says. If it gets lost, I can take Jay-Z to his entire, Miyad HaNeman, meaning the Nifka, and get the basketball back. That's what Rashi writes. Okay? Rashi is a tremendous chiddush here. Why? You see that Rashi learns our sugya, and we're going to write the word afilu. Rashi learns the sugya afilu b'pikaron against Taisus and the Ramban. Even a pikaron, I cannot write our shah for Ari to pick up my pikaron. Smack against Taisus and the Ramban. Josh, you got it clear? You got it? That's what you see clearly from Rashi. eBay, that's the description of Rashi. It's like a pikaron. He's trying to include even a case of pikaron. He's saying mamish against Taisus and Ramban. It's even a case of pikaron. And the reason why I say even is because this Rashi is a stunning, stunning chiddush. That's number one chiddush you see in this Rashi. What's number two? This Rashi is a pella. Why is this Rashi a pella? Because we have latent, this is going to quote, if I give Jay-Z a pikaron, can I be makdish that object? Yes. The shomer is an extension halachically of my rishus. That's pashut. We learned that in the beginning of the parak, pashut shot in the Reuben. The Torah says, v'gonid v'beis shomer. If Jay-Z is my shomer and someone steals from Jay-Z, he pays me kafel. Why does the Ganav pay me kafel, the third party that stole from Jay-Z? He didn't steal it from my domain. He answers, the shomer is an extension. Shomer, yad shomer, is kiyad violent. Taisus quotes Gemara's about this as well. We'll see, doing that. Yad shomer, kiyad violent. So, how do you read this Gemara, according to Rashi? Rashi's talking about even a pikaron? Why can't I not assign Ari being my power of attorney? The Gemara says because of Rabbi Yochanan. It's not for sure. So what are you talking about? It's in Jay-Z. He's my shomer. It's an extension of my domain. Why shouldn't I be able to what? Make a power of attorney. You follow me? This Rashi's a Pella. It's a wonder, this Rashi. Ari, you got me? Please get this. The Ksos asked this Kasha and Rashi. But it's a self-evident kasha that you must ask. It's a self-evident kasha you must ask. Rashi clearly is arguing this. That's why I write the word afilu, because if it's talking about gezel havah, that makes sense. Someone steals something from you. If I lend someone money, it's out of my domain, right? So I shouldn't be able to rent harsha on that. According to Tosfos Rabbah, this sugya makes a lot of sense. According to Rashi, it's talking about even if you cut it, what do you mean? There's a cloud of yad shomer kiyad violin. If there's a cloud of yad shomer kiyad violin, that means it's my domain. Why shouldn't I not be able to write a harsha? It's a pell of this Rashi. And it's pretty clear from Rashi we're talking about a bikoron, because he says in eBay, Mashmid that got lost, there is responsibility. So it seems from Rashi that that's the case. That's what it seems from Rashi. Nifka, Yada Nifka. That's what the Torah Chaim and the Pnei Yehoshua and the Ksos is in Simon Kuf Kaf Gimel Sifkat Nav. I didn't give it to you because it's very long Ksos. But the Ksos in Simon Kuf Kaf Gimel Sifkat Nav points out with the Torah Chaim and the Pnei Yehoshua that our Rashi argues on places. Okay, and if that's the case, correct the Ksos, how do you read the Gemara? What do you mean that it's a Ksar Bershus? It is Bershus, this Nippi Kodom. It's a Pell of this Rashi. Oh. So writes the Ksos Achoshin, very interestingly enough, writes the Ksos the following Kiddush, that here we are dealing with a case where Jay-Z, who's my Nithgad, is giving me problems. That's the way I'm formulating it. Now, he's not so willing to give my basketball back to me because he claims, you know, Rebbe, you owe me money from an old loan or something. So he wants quid pro quo, he wants to get even Steven. So he says, you know, Rebbe, I'm not going to give back your basketball so quick because you owe me some football or some soccer ball. I don't know about soccer, but some football from years ago, right? Okay? And he says, you know what, Rebbe, I'm not going to give it back to you so quickly. Okay? And I want to take this to a din Torah, and therefore we'll make even Steven until the din is clarified. If that's the case, writes the Ksos, please get that. The Ksos says in Rashi, so Ksos Omer, Shabda Rashi, we're talking about a case, he makes an Ukimta, that the Nifgad has problems. The Nifgad, right, Jay-Z, the one who's holding the deposit of the Shomer, has problems with the Mafka and is not willing to give it back. So that deems it as being Eino Bershuso. Normally a classical Pikadon is deemed as being Bershuso. Yad Shomer Kiyad Violin. So Samir Barashi, we're talking about a scenario that the Nifgad has a time. Sheyesh LeNifgad Taina. That means he's got problems with the case. He's not willing to give the basketball back, and therefore it deems it as being Eino Bershuso. Lachain, it's considered this Pikadon is unique. It's deemed as being Eino Bershuso. So therefore the answers. The Ksosis, Kasha, and Rashi, and now the Gemara reads very beautifully. Granted, it's not the simplest reading of the Gemara, because Gemara didn't say that. You're making a new Kimpton. What's a new Kimpton? You're establishing the case like that. But that's what the Ksosis posits for Rashi. Okay? It's a very plausible way of saying John Rashi. Granted, we're saying it doesn't really, the Gemara never said that, but nonetheless, that's what the Ksosis wants to say in Rashi. Maybe, yeah, go ahead, Daniel.
Could be maybe that Rashi holds that
Similar. What I was going to bring out, my next point was, this goes to the heart and core, not exact, almost, I'll tell you why. Because why did we say last week why something is Eino Bershuso? So I'm going to refresh my memory. Excellent. We lay down that there's a machlokes in the Baal Mor and Ramban in Bo Bekama Daf Lamed Bo. Okay? Why is there an issue of Eino Bershuso? According to the Ramban, what do we say? Let's go with the Baal Mor first. What do we say according to the Baal Mor? Metzias, right? Shlita, Metzias. That is correct. Metzias, Befoa. You know, we'll call it Shlita, dominion over the thing. Shlita, okay? should be with a hey here. Shlita means dominion. What's the second svara of the Ramban in the Melchamas Hashem? Who says what? Excellent. And the way we encapsulate it is that what? Eina Rishuso really focuses on who, according to the Baal Mor? The what? The Nignav's perspective that he doesn't have it under his domain. The Baal Mor, I'm sorry, the Ramban focuses on who? On the fact that Ganav has Kinyonim, Kinyon Exel. Okay, he has Kinyon Exel, which we said, according to the Rav, or Shekhar always says from the Rav, manifests itself in one of three ways. What are the three ways? You don't have to pay rent, if you're Chayv and Onsen, and it sets up, if you did a Shinu, it became yours. Excellent. Okay, we must have said that 1,000 times, it's just never enough. We have to, 3 o'clock in the morning, someone wakes up, we have to know what Kinyon Exel means, okay? That's what Shekhar always says from the Rav. Okay? So therefore, what happens, what was the clear nafkamina we gave, is that the Ganav says, I want to, hey, yeah, someone stole from me, he says, a guy says to me, you know what, I want to return it to you. So can I be makdash even though it's not physically my domain? According to the Baal Mor, yes, because it's already under the Mitzvah, it's under my domain. He said he's going to return it. According to the Ramban, no, until he actually returns it, he still what? Retains the Kinyan Exel, and I could not be makdash, right? That was a clear makdash. So Daniel, maybe one could suggest, this is the same that the Rayakim wants to suggest, the fine, I want to say a chiddush based on this, okay? I want you to get this, okay? Maybe the Ksosis Pshat and Rashi only would go well according to who? What would you say? According to the Baal Mor, the whole svar is it's not what the Metzius hates of the guy. And here what? The Metzius, what is a Pikara? What's the general rule? What's the general rule by Pikara? It's considered to be Bershusu, the original Baal boss. But in this case, according to Tzos and Rashi, the guy has a taina. JC's not willing to give it back to me. So that means B'mitzias, is it in my domain? No. The Gemara reads beautifully if you assume the problem of Eina Bershusu is like who? Like the Baal Mor. The Tzos is Pshat and Rashi works beautifully if you hold like the Baal Mor. But if you hold like the Melchamas Hashem, who says it's Kinyan Exela, JZ, then when I gave you the object, are you a Goslin? Do you have Kinyan Exela? No, you're not a Goslin. You might give me problems and say, Rebbe, you know what? Listen, you owe me a football from years ago. But the truth is he called a Goslin? No way. He's given a basketball to watch. He's not a Goslin, so he doesn't have Kinyan Exela. So therefore it should still be deemed as what? My Rishus, and therefore I should be able to write a Harshah. So the whole Gemara would not read well. So what we're suggesting, according to Sefer Dvar Yaakov, is that the Ksosis Kiddush and Rashi works beautifully if you hold like who? Works beautifully if you hold like who? The Baal Mor. If you hold like the Ramban, it doesn't hold water. That's why I'm saying it's similar to what you had said then. Okay, you follow what I'm saying? So I want to add on the following. Listen to this. I want to add on the following. Let's offer the following Kiddush. Eitan asking. But we did mention last week that the Sefer Divrei Yecheskel, Rabbi Yecheskel Bornstein, the great Goyim, one of the Gedolei Achronim, okay, pointed out he had a suffix within the Ramban. Did the Ramban also hold of the Baal Mor's theory or not? He definitely holds number two, but does he also hold number one? He had a suffix. He had a chakira. He had a suffix within the Ramban. And what did Rabbi Chana Vassiman Tzatzal? Gedolei Achronim, what did the Stiflus Atzal say? Rabbi Chanan in Kovet Shir Baba Kama Ostes, and the Kivus Yaakovs in Bamatzia Simon Chaf Ches, Sif Cotton Bays. What do Rabbi Chanan and the Stifler both say? That you better believe where the Ramban holds like number one as well. He holds like number one as well. The Ramban holds both. Okay? The Ramban holds both. Let us see a gigantic fish. La Mista Tenu. The Ramban does not hold of number one. You know why, Chaim? Because how does the Ramban learn our very own sugya? That it's Davka one, Gezel or Havah. Why did the Ramban not say it's like Rashi Pikaro? You know why? Because once it's a Pikaro, it's automatically what? Automatically the gods. It's automatically under the Rishus of the original man. Automatically. you'll tell me the case is maybe what? Jay-Z has a taina? So what? The Rabban says the theory is kinyan exela. If it's kinyan exela, Jay-Z is a shomer, he's not a goslin. So it's still under my rishus. So why shouldn't I be able to write Arsha? What I'm suggesting is the Ramban holds exclusively number two, which forced him to say number two here against Rashi. That is the chiddush we want to suggest. La'aniyas da'ateinu, against the great Gedolei Yisrael, the Stipler, and Rav Elchanan. We want to suggest Torah, you have your mechuyuv to Reb Chaim Volozhiner says. It's Torah, la'aniyas da'ateinu, these are the Gedolei Yisrael. But we want to suggest a chiddush here, that the Ramban l'shitaso, exclusively because he holds only number two, he was forced to say only Gezelvai, could not say Pikara, because he doesn't hold the Tzosa Pshat and Rashi. Because if you hold number one as well, then you should have the Tzosa Pshat and Rashi, so then why didn't you say like Rashi, you would be Pikara? It's a shtickle theory. I think it's Emes Lamita. Okay? That's what we want to suggest. The Chesafek of the Dibri Yecheskel, the Stipler of Elchanan assumed the Ramban held like the Balamor, just added out another reason. We're suggesting no. Okay? Everyone got it? Avi got it? Yeah, go ahead. That's the, no, the suffix is, Lamais, is it one problem or also two problems?
I'm thinking if it's two problems, you still have, there's still no Kinyan Exela, even if he held like the Balamor.
No, he holds himself Kinyan Exela. Question is, does he also hold the Balamor? So they say, yes, he also holds the Balamor. Then it's also an issue of Metzias, so we're suggesting, no, he doesn't hold to that issue.
And even if he held that, then you're right, there would be no problem with Metzias, but it'd still be a problem that there's no meaning.
No, that's the case. Think about it, again, plug it back into our Gemara. What's our Gemara say? You cannot write a Harsha on the top because it's not under your what? A domain. Not under your auspices. So we said that Rashi says it's even not going to be Kodesh. It's talking about the Kodesh. It's in your auspices. Why can't you swear Shah? So the Ksos comes up soft with this case that he has a tie on. He's not going to willingly give it back to me. Right? I'm saying that shot only fits if you hold like the Balamor. If you hold like the Ramban, he never was a Ghana. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm saying if you hold only number two, and you don't hold number one, you're boxed in to say it's only Gezalabah. You cannot say Pikodesh. Okay? That's the word that we want to say. Got me? That's the chiddush. Okay. Josh, you got it? That's what we want to say. Josh, you got it in the Ramban? Okay, fine. Chiddush we want to suggest. We got to just think to ourselves, okay, that's the chiddush we want to suggest. Okay? I don't know. That's what it's against the stipend of Elchanan. Money is not any. We're not on the level of the stipend of Elchanan, but that's what we wanted to emerge from our sukkah, perhaps a chiddush. Perhaps a chiddush. Okay. Plus the fact that nafkamina that's always given that I say is a nafkamina assuming that the Ramban argues with that Balamor. You know that nafkamina that the Ganav admits to me that he stole and he's going to return it? That's only nafkamina if you hold the Ramban holds the sheep against the what? Against the Balamor. That's what we want to suggest. Okay. Fine. Very well. Now, let us go on to the next lashon in the Gemara. You know what? Before we go on to the next lashon, let's see the Tosis, okay? Let's see the Tosis. Let's see the Tosis inside, okay? Who wants to see the Tosis inside? No, go ahead. Lo kasvin, let's start from the Dibra Maskil. Go ahead.
Lo kasvin, on the top of the
way. Yes. Right, because it all depends on Hektish, right? Go ahead. That's exactly what we just said, right? The Yad Shomer's Kiyad Bailam. I can be Makdish the object if it's in Jay-Z's Rishus if he's my Shomer. Yad Shomer Kiyad Bailam. Go ahead. What was the case? There was a man that brought curry pumpkins to the city of Pupadisa. In Argomar, if you look it up in Babasa, it says Nahor Pakta. Okay. But Tosis had, I guess, a different gear said that it was what? That it was Pupadisa. Okay, nonetheless, go ahead. So it was getting out of hand. Each guy was taking a pumpkin one at a time. He hadn't seen pumpkins in a long time, and no one was giving cash. So it was getting out of hand. So you know what? He said he wouldn't. He wasn't going to be able to remember who what, who took, who took. And he wouldn't be able to tell everyone. So he didn't know what to do. So what did he do? He was makdish everything, l'shamayim. So they wouldn't be able to eat it. Okay, harayim mukdashim l'shamayim. He was makdish it. Okay, and therefore, what do we see from the Gemara says? Gemara says of the Farish. Go ahead. Excellent. The reason why the Hekdesh was chowder is because they did not come up with a fixed price of how much the pumpkin was going to be. So when, even though each guy grabbed the pumpkin, they didn't make a full kinyan out of it, because if he jacked up the price $1,000, no one's going to want that pumpkin. So they took it physically, but they didn't have das to be konen. You follow me? Therefore the Hekdesh was chowder, because it's still considered to be in his reshus, even though physically the pumpkins were away from it. What's the implication, though, in the Gemara? That if what? Not if, it's not the implication, what's the Beferish Nor? If they did make a fixed price, then the Hekdesh would not be Chal, because it's not Pershuso anymore. Not only is it not Pershuso, it's probably not even Shalom. Okay? But certainly not Pershuso, for sure. You follow me? Because if they made a fixed price, whoever grabbed it had Das to be Kohen, it's no longer out of the Rishus. And they're not going to jack up the price, because they had a fixed price already. So you see the Beferish, that that's the Halacha. You see the Beferish, that's the Halacha. So what do you see from there? Says Tosus that what if there's no fixed price, you can be makdish something even though it's Pershus Acherim. And that's even a better case, because those guys are not even my shomer. You know what I mean? A shomer is certainly the extension of my Rishus. This guy is also an extension of my Rishus. These customers, they're still considered to be Rishus in order for me to be makdish, right? You follow what I'm saying? It's like a kosher kid. A shomer is certainly an extension of my shomer. These guys are not really my shomer. They're just customers that are taking the pumpkin, and still my heck, this is chal. So you see that as long as something is like a pikadon in the hand of someone, the reason why it's a pikadon is because if I jack up the price, they're going to give it right back to me. So we deem them like shomer. You follow me? Therefore, my heck, this is chal. It's a slam dunk gemara. You don't need versus for hektish to be chal. My is the favorite of gemara. Go ahead. The ode. Why is it going to Fakrakana not pay kafel? Because why? When you stole it from the Ganav, it wasn't the Bilem. The Bilem could be Makdish the object when it was in the hand of who? The Ganav. So when the Ganav Shani steals it from the Ganav, he's not stealing it from the original Baal Boss. Not for Shuso. Go ahead. Oh, and that's what I said to you. We learned in the beginning of the parak. When you're going with me based on Nifgad, if a person steals from Jay-Z, who's the shomer, go ahead. Mishalim kefil l'bottom. You pay kefil l'bottom. Why? It's not my domain. What's the answer? It is my domain. The shomer is my domain. Go ahead. And where's the Iker Pusik about kefil? It says going to the Beis Shomer. When the Torah expresses kefil, it has a case of a God stealing it from a shomer, not stealing it from the original Baal Boss. Stealing it from a shomer, and he still pays kefil. So you see that a shomer is extensive versus. So he just brings down, what do? Three, he brought down two gemaras and a pusik of chumash. Two gemaras and a pusik of chumash. Gemara Baba Basra, Gemara in the beginning of Ruben, a pusik of chumash, that a shomer is an extension of Baal Boss. So therefore, Taisa says, why on earth shouldn't you be able to write a harshah? So therefore, Tosfos says it must be the Gemara is only talking about Gezel, and I'm adding on Hobo as well. The Ramban adds on also owed money. When I lend him money, it's not my domain anymore, it's in Jay-Z's money. So that's the shot in this place. Any Rishon, we're going to find one. We get through today. Any Rishon that says that a Pikadon is not considered Rishuso is a Pella. And there is one Rishon, if I'm not mistaken, we'll find. I don't know what you do with the Gemara of Baba Basra. Unless he says this Gemara argues on the Gemara of Basra. So Machlokes and Sugyos. I don't know what he does at the beginning of what? Hamafkid. That's a Brisa. What are you arguing a Brisa? And how do you argue on a Poskin Chumash? Can't argue on a Poskin Chumash. This seems to be a premise that a Shomer, anything's Yad Shomer's Yad Bailim. How do you deny that? We're going to find one Rishon we know. But this is the longest that you have in the Pshat of the Taisis.
That's the chiddush that Tosfos said. This is the pshat.
Okay, fine. Let us now move on to the second lashon of the Gemara. Okay, let's go back into the Gemara. Second lashon of the Gemara. Okay. There's a lot we have to see here still, because I want to see the second lashon first, though. Okay. I want to see the second lashon first. Let's go. Gemara says like this. Oh, there's one more comment I wanted to mention before we go to the second lashon. The Pnei Yoshua here points out a chiddush in Rashi. Another point in Rashi. Thought it was a very, very interesting chiddush. Let me ask you, why the Gemara ensuing Gemara, I don't know if you got to it, what was Rashi's nafkamin in the first lashon that he gave, Josh? What was Rashi's nafkamin in? It was pikado. I gave Ari a pikado. I gave Ari Harsha a power return to collect the pikado from Jay-Z. What's the din if what Ari loses it? What's the halacha? Jay-Z must still pay me. Yes? The purpose of a Harsha, if I ask you, the major purpose of a Harsha that the Gemara says we won't get to today is to remove the following claim. Lav, Baal, Barim, Didi'ah. I mean, let's say Jay-Z owes me $1 million, and I said, you know, Ari, I don't have time to take him to a basement. Can you do it for me? He says, no problem. Fine. He knocks on Jay-Z's door. He says, Jay-Z, we were supposed to go to Basden. You owe me $1 million. Jay-Z slams the door in his face. You're not my litigant. I'm his litigant. Ari has nothing to do with him. That's the comment, Allah, Baal, Bardiyah. You are not my litigant. A Harsha, please get this, removes that problem. You know what Ari says? Before you slam that door, Mr. Jay-Z, he whips out the power of attorney, and then Jay-Z starts trembling. Okay? Because then he's going to have to go to a basis for $1 million that he owes the money. Harsha removes this problem. So the truth is, the Pnei Yoshua asks a very strong kasha. Why didn't Rashi just say simple? Say the nafkamin in the Gemara. Say the nafkamin in the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? That the Harsha is not acceptable. Since the Harsha is not acceptable, that means if Ari loses the object, what's the din? Jay-Z is still responsible to pay me, right? That's Rashi's nafkamin. No, why didn't Rashi just say simple? Since the Harsha is not a good Harsha, why don't you just say that what? Say the nafkamin in the Gemara. That you're able to say what? Laugh off from the end. If the Harsha is not a good Harsha, like this Kiddush is, since it's not Rashi's Bialim, therefore what? Therefore, Jay-Z should be able to what? Slam the door in whose face? In Ari's face? Why does Rashi stand on his head and give you this Kiddush? That if in the event Ari loses the object on the way back, you should know Jay-Z is still responsible because the power of attorney was a bogus power of attorney. You follow me, Usher? Why don't you just say simple? The Gemara has, and they continue last, we won't get to it today. The whole point of our show is to remove this problem of him slamming the door in the guy's face. So why don't you just say that simply? That's what the Pnei Yoshua asks on Rashi. A very stark akasha. Rashi doesn't try to get fancy and explain the job in the Gemara. Here he's getting fancy. He's getting fancy on two levels. Number one, he argues on such a number of applies to be cut off. Number two, actually three levels. Number two, we had a whole stickle Torah that shows in Rashi to explain Rashi, to answer the kasha that God chose to have about it. And number three, the third chiddush in Rashi is, there's a third chiddush in Rashi, three chiddush in that very own Rashi. So why does Rashi give you a nafkamina that if Ari loses it on the way back? Just say it, the Harsha is not a good Harsha. Not that Jay-Z is still responsible, baby. Just say that what? It's not a good Harsha. Jay-Z could have slammed the door in his face and not given him a thing. Just say simple. So the Pnei Yoshua explains beautifully. I want you to get this. Pnei Yoshua explains the following Kiddush. What was bothering Rashi was the Lashon of the Gemara. What did the Gemara say, Daniel? What was the phraseology of the Gemara? Lo kasvinin orchasa. What could the Gemara really have said? Like it says very soon. It could have said, Leis bei mamish. Could have said that it's bogus, that the Harsha is bogus, has no validity. The Gemara presented as a lechachila. We do not write a Harsha like this. Lo kasmin in orchasa. No, you follow me? Why did the Gemara phrase it that we ideally don't write the Harsha like this? Why did you say the Harsha has no validity? Let's pay mamish like the Gemara has later on, which we will see Bez Hashem tomorrow, if we get to it. The Gemara has a lashon later on, let's pay mamash. Gemara has a lashon like that later on. A few lines later, if we get to it tomorrow. I don't know if we'll get to it tomorrow. Okay? Gemara should have just said it has no validity. Why does the Gemara have to say a phraseology? We don't write the Harsha l'chachilu. You know what the Pnei Yeshua says? That was what's bothering Rashi. And what Rashi's saying is that it's usher. Not only does it have no validity, it's usher to write a Harsha like that. Because you know what it's doing? It's duping. It's duping Jay-Z. It's going to trick Jay-Z into giving the object to Ari. If Ari loses it, Jay-Z is going to be responsible. Give me another $100,000 or another basketball. And that's why the Gemara phrases it like lo kasvin urkus. Ideally, don't write it because it's usher to write it, because you're going to be machshel the nifkat. Because the nifkat is not always a baki bedin. Okay, RJC is a baki bedin, but a regular nifkat is not always a baki bedin. He doesn't know that there's no validity in this harsha. He's going to give over the pikaron to the shliach, to Ari, and if Ari loses it, he's going to be chayav to pay a second time. So that's why the Gemara presents in that lashon, and that's why David Rashi stands on his head and gives this new naftamina. Because he's not going to just echo what the Gemara says. If he's just going to echo what the Gemara says, why did the Gemara just say, Urchus aleis be mamasha? The reason why the Gemara says, lace, then don't write it ideally, is to tell me that it's usher. And it's usher, you know why? Because I'd be duping Jay-Z and have to pay a second time. It's a beautiful war. So it's an amazing thing, you know. You read two lines of Rashi. Josh, you read it beautifully. You have three mammoth bomb chidushim in this Rashi. Number one, what was number one? I want to see a shir close, just on Rashi. One marmoki. Then if six marmokums today, just one Rashi. There are three chidushim, right? Number one, he argues on Tyson and Rambam. Rock the beat. He says, even because. Number two, the kasher of the Ksos on Rashi. But Yashar was Kabbalah, so we said a pshat, that the Nifgud, right? Nifgud has a taina, and we said that depends on the Baal Mar Ramban. And then we said what? Then we said maybe we could say Shtikal Torah. Does the Ramban also be the Baal Mar? It says the stipend of Rabbi Chanan. Yes, we want to say no, it's Ramban Shitoso. That's all within the second Chiddush of Rashi. And then the third Chiddush of Rashi is what we're saying now is, well, why does he give this nafkamina that Jay-Z is going to have to pay me again if Ari loses it? Just say the nafkamina is, the Harsha is bad, he can slam the door in Ari's face. The answer is because he was bothered by the phraseology of the Gemara. Why did you say, let's be my Masha? That has no validity. It says, no, you can't write it in Chachila because it's an Isser. For me to do that, I'm going to dupe Jay-Z. Jay-Z is going to give it. He might not be a buck in it, and he is, but another guy, not a buck in it, then. He's going to give it to Jay-Z. Jay-Z, he's going to give it to Ari. Ari's going to lose, he's going to pay me again. Therefore, it's usher to do this. Fine. Oh, very good. Let's go now to the second lashon of the Gemara. Second lashon of the Gemara. Says the Gemara like, Ike da Amri, second lashon, Amri na Ardoe, lo kasvinin urchese, ametalkele de kafre. We do not issue a harsha on the top of the Kafre. What does Kafre mean? Where Jay-Z had denied that he owed me the money. He said the whole thing was a fake. So time to Kafre the Mexican Shikra. You have two Adam sign on this power of attorney. It looks like a falsehood. Because already Jay-Z has denied it once. So therefore we don't issue such arsha. Aval lo Kafre kasvinin. But if you don't deny it, if Jay-Z has never denied it, then we write such a harsha. Rashi, de kafre, im tave mafkid l'neman de beizdin de kofferbo. If I had taken Jay-Z to a beizdin and he had denied it, please get this down. Rashi says, based on the Gemara, Rashi here is echoing the Gemara in Shavuos, and the Flamed Gimel in a beiz, that says a kfira chutz l'beizdin is a joke. Rashi says the kfira must be in beizdin. If I see Jay-Z in the street, and Jay-Z, you know, you're $100,000, I don't know what you're talking about, really. So that means nothing. Because maybe you're just trying to, you know, buy time, procrastinate, so you can raise the funds. And they still deny that's called a real kefir. So Rashi got that from a Gemara, the Pharisee and Shas, and Lama Gimel and Bezin Shlus. So I want you to know that, didn't okay. Rashi, the Mechse, the Chasminin, a Shikra, the Yahiv, the Shliach, Midi, the Lesley, Gabi, Heich. They're saying a falsehood. It gives something to the power of attorney to Ari, which doesn't exist by Jay-Z. Hey, it's meaning by Jay-Z. Jay-Z doesn't owe the money. So they're not. It looks like a falsehood. We're never going to do that. Okay. So what comes to your mind when you read this Gemara, learned this Gemara this morning? Someone tell me. What comes to your mind when you read this Gemara this morning? The second Lashon. You tell me. What comes to your mind? I think 2 points got to come up to your mind. What's the first point that's got to come up in your mind? Noam, what would you say? The second Lashon. What comes up in your mind? What did the second Lashon say? You never issued the Arshana if it's a case where there was a denial already. What's the implication? That if there never was a denial, we will issue the Arshana. You follow me? That's number one. Read the Gemara closely. Right? Number one, if there's no denial, we will issue a Arshana in such a case. One sec, Usher. So very good. So number one duke is that the implication is you would issue a harshah if there's no denial. What's number two? In order to do that, what must it be? In order to do that, what must it be? The second lashon. Well, what is the topic of the Gemara? Right? What is the topic of the Gemara at hand? What will you say is the topic of the Gemara? Because if the topic of the Gemara is what? Like the Ramban and Tosfos, the Ramban is what? Gezel or Hava. What does it come out, Pashtus, that the second Lashon is saying, seemingly? That you don't need what? Eino Bershuso. You don't need Bershuso. That it seems like the second Lashon of the Naharda are arguing on Rabbi Yochanan and saying, Shalom v'lotzarech Bershuso. That's what it seems. No, you follow what I'm saying? In other words, if you assume it's not talking about denying, excellent, you know, it's good. But how's it good, like Usher said? Because maybe you don't need your shuso. Who points this out, Betheirish? Who points this out, Betheirish? The Tosfos Rid, in his first Teretz, I didn't give it to you. I don't think I gave it to you. For tomorrow, I'll give it to you. But you take a look tonight or tomorrow, I'll give it to you. Tosfos Rid, in his first answer, speaks this out. That the second Lashon is absolutely arguing Rabbi Yochanan holding like Rish Lakish, like the Tznuim, that all you need is Shalom, not the fancy pshat of the Tznuim, the standard pshat of the Tznuim, that all you need is Shalom, you don't need Bershuso. So really these two Lashonas of Nahardar are arguing fundamentally, do we hold like Rabbi Yochanan or do we hold like Rish Lakish? It's very glad, very neat this way. Yeah, go ahead, Daniel. So let's go one at a time. Okay, let's go one at a time. Because I didn't want to get involved with Xos yet, because the Xos is going within Rashi. Okay, I just went with Tosfos and Ramban that the topic of the Gemara is Gezel or Havah. Usher was also hitting on your point. But that's assuming if you work with Rashi, John. We just read the Lashon of the Gemara. If you take the Lashon Gemara straight up, and the topic is Gezel or Havah, you have a fundamental machlokes, it seems. Poshut Pshat. That's what it seems, the Poshut Pshat is. Now, Daniel and Usher, let's try to plug it in according to the Xos and Rashi. What this machlokes between the two Lashonos is. Okay? We're dealing with what case here, Daniel? Jay-Z has tainus on me, right? He said the old football I owed him for years, so he wants to get every even steep. Okay. Fine. What's the nafkamina between the two Lashonos? That's exactly the machlokes. Is that called Ein Bershuso? In other words, the two Lashonis are arguing on the is the Machlokes the Baal Mor and the Ramban. That's exactly the Machlokes. Lefi, the first Lashon, that's the Baal Mor. Therefore, since what? He doesn't want to return it to me. What's the halacha? I cannot issue a harshah. The second Lashon says the only problem is because of what? Looking like a falsehood. If it was not a case of a denial, then you could issue Harsha. Why? Because in this case, we're going like the Ramban. And the Ramban has what? Ramban says only because of Kinyan Exhale. Is Jay-Z a Ganef in this case? No, he's not. He's a Shomer. Therefore, what I should be able to issue the Harsha. That's how you flesh it out. According to Rashi with the Xos, that's Kufa the Machlokes, the Baal Mor and the Ramban. You got me? That works beautifully. That's how you learn up the muscle. This is how you learn up. This is what we're learning. We're trying our best to learn how to learn. We have 4 or 5 lines of the Gemara. We can't just skim it. You go slow. You have the Gemara. You have to plug new three shining. That's exactly what is happening here. According to Rashi, you're on the ball, Asher and Hanin. What is Rashi going to learn the machlokes to the Shonos? That's the machlokes. First question holds like the Baal Amor. And then the Baal Amor holds, in this situation, I can't get it back. He's giving me dinus, so therefore I can't issue a shal. Second question holds like the Ramban. He's not a gosman here, he's a shomer, so you could issue. What's the one difficulty, though, with this pshat? What's the one difficulty with this pshat? Would you say? What did the Gemara say the problem was? Now, what did the Gemara say the problem was according to the second lashon? No, we didn't get the lav on it yet. Just in the second lashon, said because it was looked like a sheker. That is correct. Looks like a sheker, right? And it's actually because of the kfir is the problem, right? Why do you have to come out of Mesa Kishikra? You should have just said what? What should you have just said? You should have said there's no kinyan exela, right? And therefore what? There's no kinyan exela. You should be able to what? You should be able to write it, right? You should be able to write the arsha. There's why does Gemara have to say the issue is because what is kafre? Mashmur tama kfirin basin, that there's exela machmas the kfiru. And then it becomes ainim reshus bailim. So then why do you have to be, you know, that it should be because of the exela. It should be because of mechse kishikra. Should be because of the gzeila. What's the gzeila there? Right? What's the issue? What does Rashi say again? What does Rashi say in the Gemara? Rashi says because you denied it in Basin. That makes it gzeila. That should be one of what the Gemara wrote. But what's the whole svar? The whole svar is according to the second lashon that what? What do we say? According to the first lashon, what? We only like the Baal Amor, and according to the Baal Amor, what? It's not the mitzvah by because he's giving me props. But according to the Rabbah, which is the second lashon, it should be good because he's not a gadda. But how could he become a gadda if he denied it when? In Beis Din. So why does the Gemara say it's problem necessary to Shikra? The problem should be because why? Since he denied it in Beis Din, that made him a what? A goslin. Go for Pipikado, the Gemara is above a Kamakubabna, becomes a goslin. So it's kind of like Iker Chosin and Asefer, I'm just pointing out, in the Gemara. According to the Ksos and Rashi, how we're plugging the second Lashon, it should have been because why? The reason why he's a Ganafir is because why he denied him basis. Not that he's just giving me problems. His denial now makes it a Gzela. So that's what the Gemara should have said. Not because it looks like a Sheker. It's a bit of a counter. But I want you to get that down in your notes. I don't know, maybe the Gemara wanted to say a different reasoning. Nonetheless, if it doesn't fit so well the Lashon of Gemara, you follow me? How you plug in the Ksos with Rashi. Okay. That's the second Hesper that we have in the Gemara. Okay. A third Hesper. Please, let's get it. A third Hesper in the Gemara. Okay? Then we'll go to Chumash in the Chumash in the Parsha. Okay? Let's just get the third shot in the Gemara. What the machlokes is, okay? The Rosh writes the following Kiddush, okay? The Rosh writes the following Kiddush. Let's get it. The Rosh writes, in the beginning of the Rosh, I'll give it to you tomorrow, he begins to write that the second Lashon argues in Rav Yochanan. Also here's Lashon. That's like Ushita, this is written. Fine. But he's got a problem with this. Why? Because the Rif passes like which Lashon? Yes. The second Lashon. And the Rif also passes like who? Rav Yochanan. If the second Lashon is going like Rish Lakish, it's a problem in the Rif. No, come on, you got me? He says like the Taisus Rif in the beginning, that the second Lashon in the Gemara says Shalom, below Tzurik Rishu, so that's like Rish Lakish against Rav Yochanan. The Rif passes like the second Lashon, but he also passes like Rav Yochanan. Problem. So the Rosh does away with that and says the following in the Maskana, okay? And this is what the Torah Chaim wants to say is what Tosus meant, but we didn't, it's not a riot. Then it's a Takana. It's a Takana Schachamim that you can make a Shliach, even though you're not machnet to him anything. Okay? meaning the Rabbanon make you a shliach, you have the ability to make a shliach in order that he will have a schus tviyah. In order that he will have a schus tviyah. You follow me? In other words, Ari, when he goes to Jesus, he doesn't want the door to be slammed in his face. So the Rabbanon made a special takana that I can give him a power of attorney, even though this thing is not in my domain, to represent me. It was a special takanas chum. Special takanas chum that he has a chus to take him to a basin, even though it's not in my domain. He reads this Gemara, the Rosh, as being a takanas chum. That's what the second Lashon holds. First Lashon doesn't buy it. First Lashon says, not in your domain, forget about it. Second Lashon holds is the new takanas chum. Torah Chaim actually says that's what Tosis meant. Okay, Tosis doesn't say befeirush, but that's what the Rosh writes befeirush. So now we have three pshatim in the Gemara so far. Of what the machlokes between the two lashonos is. First was who? Tosis Rid. Second was who? The Ksos and Rashi. How we what fleshed it out, right? And number three, the Rosh. Whether it's a takanas chachamim or not. First Lashon doesn't buy it. You need shalom. Second Lashon says shalom. You really need shalom. There's a special takanas chachamim. Even though you're not in your domain of makta, you can do it. There are, I believe, at least, we have to finish, we don't have time today, there are at least six pshatim in the Gemara. They're not hard, but it's beautiful. There's only like three lines in the Gemara of what the shonas are. Yeah, go ahead, Ari.
So I wouldn't, according to the Rosh, why wouldn't the Gemara just spell it out straight out?
Difficult, I don't know. It's difficult, you're right. It's difficult, sure.
We've had
it's awesome.
We've had
so you're right, you want to, that's why it's in the Torah. Chaim says it in the Torah, it doesn't say it. You're right. It's also a bit.
We've had Takana Shalom where we said it.
You're right. You want the Gemara to say it, but that's what he wants to read into the second Lashon. That's what the Rosh would say. He said Takana Shalom. That's what he wanted to say. Yeah, go ahead, Chaim.
Okay, I'm just unsure about. It still says in Rashi that the owner is having problems with the Shomer. Is the problem that he's denying it, or is there other problems? Because in the second year, so when we say that he's denying it, is that a problem added to the other problem?
No. Rashi just says in Kafre that Jay-Z denied it in Basin. That makes you a Goslin, though. That should make
that
you a Goslin.
But in the first year, he was having other issues with him.
Right. No. But the machlokes is between the two years. Says the first Lashon says it's not in your domain, so you can't issue Arshah. Second Lashon says the reason why you can't issue Arshah is because it looks like a falsehood.
But
if it wasn't for the fact it's a falsehood, you don't need Rishuso.
Right. Again, in the first version, Rashi is only able to say Pikadon, again, because it's so thing.
Right.
Because they're having issues. They're right. It's not Rishuso.
Okay.
And the issue is not denial? What's the
no.
issue?
No, the issue is not denial. That's the second Lashon.
Okay.
First issue is that it's just I can't be mitzvahs get to it, right? Yad shomer ki yad balabais, but the issue of intermission is concerning mitzvahs like the balamor, and I can't get to it because he's what's stopping me. But it's not considered to be a fear of the beisdin. He's just stopping because he has other issues. In the second lashon, it's got to be mamash a denial, denied in beisdin. Okay, you denied in the beisdin. In other words, you're bringing out in the first lashon. Was there a sichsuch in Basin? Doesn't necessarily seem that way. You follow what I'm saying? He's bringing up a good point, in other words. You know what I mean? There's Chai's bringing up a good point. According to the first Lashon and Rashi, there necessarily was not a sichsuch. Sichsuch means an argument. There wasn't a denial basis. I just know you've been making, I don't know, you've been sending me letters, and sending me faxes. Rebbe, you know, I'm not giving the basketball back unless you give me my football back. So I don't, there was not a fear in the basis according to the first Lashon. Okay? Or even if there was, it's not the important point according to the first Lashon. Maybe that's even a better way of saying it. It's meaningless according to the first Lashon. The issue is I know practically I can't get it. It's not because it was a denial of Basin. You follow that creates a Mashuk Shikra. It's because I know I can't get it practically, which is accessing and highlighting the Balamor. That's what I'm saying. You follow me? It's a good question you're asking. Okay? Oh, so we did three Pshatim so far. So let's leave the other Pshatim for tomorrow. We also have a lot to do with our Karka. And then we have to see the Taisis about the Tayr. The Tayr is never ending. Gavaldi the Tayr. Right? This is the Gavaldi the Tayr. Okay. Let's go to Chumash and Halachit. And then we'll continue tomorrow with other Pshatim in the Gemara. And Karka, we have a lot to see.